All right. Shalom Aleichem. Shalom LeBrocha. Mazel LeBrocha. Chaim LeBrocha. Friday. Parshas Vayigash. 8 Teves, 29 December. 8 Teves, Parshas Vayigash. We're on Shishi. By Es Yehuda Sholach Lefonov El Yosef. Now, we're finished with the counting of the 70 B'nai Yisrael, which is really 69, if Rashi says. If you do the detail work, it's 69. But it becomes 70 if you add Yocheved. Or another day if you add Hashem. Or another day if you add Yaakov. Look at the Rishonim on the Chumash page. So it's 70. Now we go to Shishi. Now we have to, Yaakov has to meet Yosef, and Yaakov has to meet Pharaoh. Shishi, that means Memvov Chavches, in Vayigash. Vayes Yehuda Sholach Lefonov El Yosef, and Yehuda, he sent ahead to Yosef. Lahoros to, well, Unkelis, Lefano'o Kadamohi, to clean out a place, get rid of the Vodah Zorah. Lahoros, to, means to teach. What does it really mean? Lahoros, to teach. Yosef, Yehuda, went to Yosef, and Yosef had to teach, to instruct the workers to clean out a place, to make it a base hamedrish. Ho-ro'o is teaching. Ho-ro'o is smicha. Mo-re is a teacher. Mo-ro, female teacher. Ho-ro'o is psak din. Ho-ras din, that means to paskin a din. But how do you paskin? You have to first clean out wrong ideas from your mind. So here it means to clean out the place of my avodah zorah. Lefano'o, to make the place panui, clean, empty, from my avodah zorah. That's Yehuda, Sholach Lefanei, at the front of El Yosef. And Yehuda went to Yosef, who could give out instructions, Lahoros, to clean out a place that people could learn Torah, the front of Goshen, to Goshen. V'yovo'u arzo Goshen. Then they came, Yaakov and the whole group, to arzo Goshen, which is Nile Delta, the top of the north or western part of the country, near where the Nile feeds in from the Mediterranean. That's the Nile Delta, that's Goshen, that's where the pharaohs lived, that's where the pyramids were, many of them up there, because it was the most fertile place. Goshna. And those letters, Goshna, are the same letters as Nes, Gadol, Hoyo, Shom. One day there's going to be a tremendous Nes coming from Goshen. That's called Yetzias Mitzrayim. In another 188 years, 210. Well, how much is 210 minus 188? 22 years. Yosef already started off the 220 years because Yaakov sent him Me'emek Chevron. Chevron is not on the Emek, it's in the hill. Emek means Eitzo Amuka, that deep Eitzo of Avram Avinu. He told Hashem, told Avram, we told Yitzchak, told Yaakov, they're going to be in the country Lo Lohem for many years. So, Emek is a is 210. So Yosef started out the 210. He's been there 22 years. 10 and 12 years in jail. And 7 and 2 of the hunger and the good. Bad years, the good years and the bad years, that's 9. And 12 is 22 years. So now 210 minus 22 is only 188 years to go. Anyhow, a big nace will happen in 188 years. And nace godol ha-yosham, like the Chanukah, there was a big nace. Goshenal, right? Because the purpose of Chanukah and the purpose of the Mitzrayim, eventually, was to eradicate and kill off Klal Yisrael's service to the Torah. And a Nes Gadol HaYosham, that the Jews survived the practically 210 years. Well, Yosef is part of the 12 Shvatim, the 210 years. And in Hanukkah time, they also survived the onslaughts of the Greeks. Goshen is Nes Gadol HaYosham. All right. V'yovar Tzakir Goshen. Yosef saddled up or tied up the bands of his chariot. He, the king of Egypt, he did it because Kivitov, he did it himself. Yesar means, Osar means to tighten the reins on a horse. Yes, Yosef markav to his chariot, or he connected the horse to the chariot. Ya'al, he went up across Yisrael Aviv, up to his father Yisrael, his father. What means Ya'al? He should say Yetzei. No, but Ya'al, it's like to him, like Aliyas HaRegel, that Jews go to your heir to Harabayas. So it was for Yosef to go to meet his father. It was an Aliyah, but Ya'al, the Christ Yisrael of him, Goshna to Goshen, Yero, Elof. Yosef appeared to him, Yipal Al Tzavarov, and he fell on his neck. But Yefchen, he cried, Al Tzavarov, Ode. It does not mean again. It's the first time he did it. Ode means continuously. He did it very, very much. Look in Rashi. Yechatzarva od loshen harabos the chiyo, a lot of crying. Says in the Eve also, Kilo al ish yosim od, and not on upon the man you will not place it continuously. Loshen ribuyu. Ainu. All right, so therefore he cried very, very much. This is a big problem. Pasik Choftes, Vayevch al Tzavarov Od. Vayera Elov, he appeared to him. The Fi Rashi, Yosef appeared to Yaakov. Vayevch al Tzavarov, and he cried on his neck, Od. Gam Kain, Yosef le Yaakov. That means, Vayera Elov means, according to Rashi, Yaakov appeared to Yosef. And Vayevch also Yaakov on Yosef's neck. Yeah, Yosef on Yaakov's neck. Vayevch Elov Lefi Rashi Yosef Le Yaakov. Yosef appeared to Yaakov. Vayevch Al Tzavarov also Yosef on Yaakov's neck. Avul Haramban Lo. He says no. Lo Haya Derech Kovod Lin Fol Al Tzavarov to fall on his father's neck. Ella Lishtachav Al Tzavarov. He should have bowed down in front of him. O Lenashika Yolov to kiss to his hand. Tichok Yaakov Nofal. Therefore Ramban says, Yaakov nofel al tzavar shel Yosef. If Yaakov fell on the neck of Yosef, but lefi targum Yonos in Yaakov, ishtach ve Yosef. Yaakov bowed down to Yosef, kamo hachalom, like the dreams predicted he would. Lekayim hanavuom, lezech chayiv misom, Yaakov. Nismayit in Yomov, according to the targum Yonos, he lost, you know he's supposed to live 180 years, he only lived 147. That 33 years were reduced. Shekosab, he writes, Targum Yonasan, Kibbut, Kabbatis of Vicha, it says in the Torah, and your father, but doesn't say Kabbatis Bonecho. Ooh, Targum Yonasan says, Yaakov, bow down to him, because the Chalom, the Kaim Hanavuo, ooh, according to the Targum Yonasan, the Chai Miso, which means, Mesmaid Yomov, Shekosab, Kabbatis of Vicha, but no Kabbatis Bonecho. But the Zeb, Bocha Yosef, that's why Yosef cried, because Shenofel Atzavore, Aviv, when he fell on his father's neck, Al Pechitas HaKovid Shal Aviv Lo, for the lack of covet of his father to him. Ooh, ooh, this is unbelievable. Lefi Targum Yonasan B'Yoyeri Elov, he appeared to him. That means Yaakov to Yosef. Yishtachavu Yaakov li Yosef. V'chayiv al zeh. V'yeit Yosef al Yaakov. Yosef cried for Yaakov lefachos HaKovid Shal Aviv. Because Pichos HaKovid Shal Aviv died. The father lowered himself. Lefi HaRamban Nofel Yaakov al Tzavri Yosef. It was not right the other way for Yosef to fall on his father's neck. Yaakov Avinu, you don't get that chummy with him. Ooh, that's a very interesting thing, this whole piece here. Now, why, that's one thing. Okay, why didn't, according to this, that Yosef, point simple Rashi, that Yosef fell on Yaakov's neck, why didn't Yaakov fall on Yosef's neck? Ooh, let's go Rashi. Vayevch al tzavar od. Loshen harbos v'chiyom. Let me go further. Avol Yaakov lo nofel al tzavar Yosef. V'lo noshkon didn't kiss him, says Rashi. V'om Rabba saying, why? Well, you know, Ramban is one peer to think that it was a certain reason. Rabba was saying to say, Shohoye Kodesh Shema, he was reading Kriya Shema. You couldn't read Kriya Shema 5 minutes before. Or 5 minutes after, you have to read it at that moment. What is the purpose of Kriya Shema, those six words in Shema Yisrael, Hashem, Lekein, Hashem, Echad, which is Kriya Shema, Dvenu, Midraisom, according to Rabbi Yehuda, those six words. So the rest of the Rabbanon, Kriya, O Malchus Shemaim, this is O Malchus Shemaim, and that you're supposed to be Kabbal O Malchus Shemaim at your highest moment of happiness. This was Yaakov's highest moment of happiness. At that moment, he said, Shema Yisrael, when they met Yosef, it was the highest moment of happiness. He's supposed to be Mekabal Omach Shema B'Simcha. Mekabal Shol Shema B'Simcha. Therefore, he couldn't think of a greater moment. So, Eibazoi, why didn't Yosef do the same thing? At the greatest moment of Simcha, say Kriya Shema. How come only Yaakov was saying Kriya Shema, not Yosef? Parshut is Terence is Parshut. Yosef has a mitzvah of kibbutz av. Osik b'mitzvah, potter b'mitzvah. Yaakov does not have a mitzvah of kibbutz bonov. Therefore, he has to say Kriya Shema. Netz Moide Gazach. Ooh, my eighth is crying very much. Yomi Yisrael El Yosef, Musa Hapoam. It doesn't mean I'm going to die now. I could die now, which means I have all my wishes in my life have been fulfilled. I lived through everything, and now I saw your face, and I got Shimon back and Yomim back, and I overcame everything, all the sources of Lavan and Esav and everything. Now I can die. He says, Uncle Ezra, if I would die right now, Zimno Hado, this moment, Menachem Ano, I would be comforted with it. I have nothing to complain. Which means I could die, and I could die right now, I wouldn't have, be happy. I would be happy. That's one parish. Another parish is Amusapom. I'm going to die one time, not two times. I thought I would die two times. Why? Because I sent you to Shechem, and that was all my goal. I was going to be your Misa. I thought your Misa all those years. Ooh, Amusapom. Rashi kapshut katargumo. Which means if I die now, I have no complaints. Umedrish sovor. You see, I thought lemus shtape misos. I thought I would die two times. But olam hazeh, the normal death. Olam haba and olam haba too. Why? The Shekhinah went away from me, and therefore I must be not fit to go to Gan Eden, only Gehenna, because the Shekhinah went away from me. Well, you see, Omer, I said like this, God has a complaint against me, me, your death, I thought you were dead. You're still living. I mean, I caused your death. I sent you to a Mokma Sakana. Maybe it's my fault. I wouldn't get into Gan Eden. I won't die this world, and in the next world, I'll lose my Gan Eden. Now that I see you are alive, lo almost elapam achos, I'm only going to die a normal death of this world. Ooh, that's tremendous. Apoam, not poamim, only one time I'm going to die. I could die now, which means I have no more complaints like Targumunculus, or now I only want to die one time. One time, olam hazeh, and not two times, and olam habo, to go to Gehenna and the Sheol. If I see your face, you're still living. Yosef said to his brother, El Beis of even his family's house, all the, there's hundreds of people there that came. Well, 70 people that came. There was, 12 sons, 54 grandsons, and 4 grandchildren, great-grandchildren. So therefore, there's 70. Said to the whole family, remember we told you yesterday, if the women didn't die, the wives, the sisters, if they were real sisters and they died, okay, but if they didn't die, it was 82 people minimum, 70 plus 12 wives, 82 people. So big my clock is about that. Okay. Agido al Faro, I'm going to go to Faro and tell him. V'omra, and I'm going to explain to him. Agido, I will tell him general. Hagoda means general details. V'omra, I will explain to him. They love like this. Achai based off my brothers. And based on me, the whole family of my father, Sheb Eretz Kanan, boy, Eli, came to me. Don't you worry about it, Pharaoh. Eli, they came to me. It's my problem. Anoshim Roed Son, and the people are shepherds of sheep. Ki Anshim Miknohoyu, but really, they are herdsmen. They're gentlemen farmers. Anshe, because they own cattle. Gentlemen of cattle. Not shepherds. Gentlemen farmers. Hoyuva, hoyu, they were. But so no, and their sheep, and their cattle, call the shelham. But they brought everything. Oh, you keep looking at Pharaoh. When Pharaoh calls you, Omar is going to say to you, first question: what do you do for a living? Mom, I say him, are you going to be a burden on us here? You're going to be you're going to get on the programs. You're going to be a leech on society, or are you going to be self-supporting? Oh, Mamartem, you can say, Anshe mikna hoyu avadecho. Men, you tell them this. Anshi, gentlemen of cattle, we were always men who reigned from a youth, but ato until now, our forefathers were also gentlemen of cattle, gentlemen farmers. You know, Yosef tried to polish it up a little bit because he's a king of Egypt. So we are not really shepherds. We hire shepherds. We are gentlemen. We're cattle managers, cattle ranchers. We don't do the world work. That's what. But the brothers didn't say that because they were not affected by this so-called high society life. In order that you should live in Eretz Goshen, you should be highly revered. Those who take care of the gods of Egypt, the cattle and the sheep, they're going to keep you in Egypt in the best place, highly revered and respected, said Zohar. Because this is the lust, the desire, the holiness. The greatest thing of Egypt is a shepherd. They're the holiest people. And this there is their tavo. That's their lust. That's their bodhisattva. That's one opinion. Others say, no, you're a to'eva. You're disgusting because you handle their gods. You order their gods around. You move them. You hurt them. So that's the Zohar brings in. Tava could mean lust and desire and avodah zara, or it could mean toeva. You're the most disgusting people. All right. Now let's take a look here. Yosef says that. Well, Yaakov ain't mitzvah kibud b'no ma'akov kriyas shema. The horos move to clean out or to teach, and then we have this. Okay, now let's go weiter. Yaakov, we spelled one word wrong here. All right, Ain. All right, let's go further. Okay, now we go further. Yes. Okay, now Vayova Yosef Yagla Faro. And Yosef came, he told Faro, Vayomer Ovi, my father, Vachem, my brothers, the Sonum, and their sheep, the Kordom, and the cattle, Chol HaShelehem, everything they own. Bo'u Meretz Mishraim came from Eretz Kanoan, Vichinom, Be'eretz Goshen, they're now in Eretz Goshen. Yimikseya Echob, and some of his brothers, Lo Kachitok, Kamisha Anoshim, five of them, Vyatzigim Lefnei Faro, and he set them up before Faro. Vayomer Faro, El Echob, first question, what do you do, gentlemen, for a living? Ooh, that's like the main thing. Insta, well, of course, every single person has to have a panosim. Doesn't it say when the Kohen Gadol came out of the Kodesh Kodashim Yom Kippur, he was what's the tefillah he made before he came out? That every person should have a panosim, and there should be food in their houses. The real rich people who live in Sharon Valley shouldn't have their houses be their kavers kavarim. They shouldn't get involved too much in gashmias, too fancy houses. But every person should have a panosa, and isn't that panosa the main thing? Ma sechem is, what is your do? What do you do? Yomer el paro, they said to paro, we're not like Yosef said. Anshe mikna, no, we're not gentlemen farmers. No, we're roeit zon. They're just talk plain. They're simple people. Roeit zon, they're shepherds. Avdecha, gamanachno, us, gabavaseinu, our forefathers, Yomer el paro. They said to paro, the gurbars, they only came here to be temporary resident, Ger, the Gurbar is born. Okay, ain't mirror. There's no shepherd. There's no pasture land that's sown for the sheep. That's to your slaves, servants. Ki kovet harav be'eretz Kanaan. The hunger is very, very great up in Canaan. Ato now Yeshua, no, please, can we dwell avadecha, your servants, be'eretz Goshen, v'yomer paro el Yosef, lemor avicho, your father, v'achecho, and your brothers, bo'u elecho. They came to you. You take care of them. Eretz Mitzrayim lefanecho hi. Eretz Mitzrayim is before you. The Metavor is the best part of the land, which is Goshen. Hoshevez avichov es achecho. Settle your father and your brothers. Yeshua, they should live. Eretz Goshen. Vim yodat, if you know. Yeshbam anchichayol. There are any capable people amongst them. Samtim sorry mikna and samtim sorry mikna. Make them my managers of my cattle. Al asher li that I have. My private herd. You know, shh, don't tell anybody. Secret private herd of sheep. Don't publicize this against, it's against the religion over here to herd cattle, but I have some. So, you know, maybe you can get some to manage my cattle here. Or maybe Pharaoh was the greatest man in the country, and that was the honor to be a herdsman of cattle, like the Zohar said, because that's the god of the Egyptians. So that's the two opinions. Okay, now before we get Yaakov meets Pharaoh, let's talk about this a little bit. Mixas Echav, some of his brothers, Lokach, Hamisha, Noshna, five of them. Which did he take? Which did he take? Look at Chamishayo Anoshim. Omele Rovo L'Rabo Bar Mori. Mine Hinnu. Elu. Who are these Chamisha? Who are the five Anoshim? Who are the five of the 12? Of the 11? Omele Osom Shuhuch Belu B'Shemus. Theirs whose names were repeated. B'Birchas Moshe. And Zos Abrochem. Bobakama Tzadi Beis. Now let's take a look at them. Let's look at Rashi. Mixot Echov. Min HaPachusim. From the least ones, Shebohem, the Gibura, the weakest ones he took. They don't look like, you know, Giborim. Shim Yira, Osam, Giborim, if he saw big bruisers there, big guys, Yasu some anshi mechamto. They'll make him the head of his army, generals and all that. And we don't want to get involved with the goyish country's culture. But Elohim, here are the weaklings. Reuven, Shimon Levi, Rabbi Yisrael. Shimon Levi, who destroyed the whole city at 12 years old. These are the weak ones. Yisachar. He's called there by Moshe Chamar Gorim, a very bony, strong, powerful donkey. Binyamin. He rips animals apart. Zev Yitrof, he'll take a bear and rip it apart. This is weak. Osam Shalokofal. So he had to double their names because, you know, they're weak. They need extra chizuk. The Osam Shalokofal, those they did not double their names. Moshe. Shemosam Kishabarakam. And the Osam Shalokofal Shemosam Kishabarakam. These are the people. Here it says, Minapachusim Shubahim, Lagavurim. She'ain Niram Giborim. They don't look like Giborim. So these are the people, Shalokofal. That's, he did not double the name. Osam Shalokofal, Moshe, Shemosam, Givarchim, Aval Shemus, Hagiborim. But the big, powerful ones, Kofal, he doubled their names. For instance, Yehuda, he's a powerful person. Zos, Lihudo, Vayomer, Shema, Shem, Kol Yehuda, twice. The God, Omar, Baruch, Machav, God, twice. Naphtali, Omar, Naphtali, twice. The Dod, Omar, Don, Omar, Don. Chain, Lezulim, Chain, Leosher. Zeh Loshen, Bereshis Rabba, Shehi, Agadato, Eretz Yisrael. Bereshis Rabba is Agadato of an Eretz Yisrael. Means Rabbi Yochanan was Rosh Hashiva in Eretz Yisrael in Tiberia. And there's where the Talmud Yerushalmi came from, in the Medrash Rabba. That is according to that. But we, Avol, Bergum Gemara, Bavavol, Shalonu, our Gemara that's made in Bovil, we have a different, whole different picture about it. Bova Kamasadi Beis, Matzina, Sheosim, Shekofal. Those, they did double their name, Moshe. Shemosim, Haim, Chaloshim, they're weak. That's why he had to double their names. Which means the weaklings are, listen to this, you wouldn't believe it. Vosim, Hevi, Lefnei, Parah. And who are they? Yehuda, he's a weakling. Shum, and then the others. Who are the weaklings? Yehuda, God, Naphtali, Don, Zevulun, Osher. Really, really, really. The ones that you double because they needed extra chizuk, they are weak. Yehuda, Gur, Aryeh, Yehuda is weak. God is weak. God, Gedud, Yigadenu. And it says, but Moshe said that God was so powerful, Torah, Zeroah, he would rip off your arms. Afkotko, rip off your head, off your neck. This is weaklings, God? Really? Naphtali and Don? Don, Nochash Ali Derech, Shafifo and Ali Orach, a powerful viper. That's called weak. And, so there we have a machlok between Bavli and Rishamli, between the Medrash Agadato and the Medrash of Eretz Yisrael and the Medrash of Bovel. So according to the ones that Kofal, he doubled their names because they're weak like Yehuda and Gud and Naphtali and Don, Zul and Osher. There's the one he put in front. According to the Bavli Shalonum, Shalok Kofal, these are the ones he didn't put their names in, therefore the weak, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yisrael, and Yemen. What does this all mean, Rabbi Yisrael? You know what it means? I'll tell you what. Look, let's look at the Gemashi. Mixus ech of some of his brothers, Menabchusim, the weak one, Shebahem, the Gevura, She'ein Niroyim Giborim. They don't look like Giborim. And therefore, but they're very, very powerful, but they look weak. They were really undercover types. They look like Nebuch, you know. She'ein Niroyim. These are the ones that don't have a duplicate name because they're very powerful, but they don't look powerful. Who is the one? Shalokofal. Reuven. Shimon Levi, who wiped out a whole town at age 12. Yisachar. Binyamin. He's a Zaev Yitrov. He can rip a bear apart. Not a bear. A Zaev is the fax apart. So they don't look dangerous, but they are. And according to the Agadito of Eretz Yisrael, which is Bereshis Rabba, they have a different group there. They say the weak ones are Yehuda, Gur Ari Yehuda, that's weak, right? And Baruch and God. And what does it say about God? Baruch Machav God and Naphtali. Here are the weak ones. And Don. Don is weak. Nochash Ali Derech. Shvifon Ali Orach. Zvulun. Zvulun is weak. Mechain Le'osher. So there's a machlokas. Look in the Rashi, you'll see the ones that didn't look bad, they're all powerful, by the way. But these super powerful ones, he made them look like a shvach, because he didn't want them to be employed by Pharaoh. Now I want to tell you something. Yehuda really has a different reason why he's repeated his name. Here it says, Zos Lehuda, Yom Shema Hashem Kol Yehuda. So therefore, those names, they're double, they're the weaklings. But really, Yehuda's name is repeated for a totally different reason. That's a completely different reason. Yehuda has a different reason. Here, Yehuda Shektoch Al Shemo, his name was repeated for a different reason. His name was repeated, not repeated double because he's weak and needs extra chizuk. Elatam Yeshbo, another time altogether. Kedisa Babakama, you would like to know about it, right? Over Brisa de Safri Shanina, we learn Bo Bezos Habrocha Kamob Gemar Shalonu. Shigoram Yehuda the Ruvain, Yehuda caused Ruvain to be Moda al Khatov and do tshuva. Because he says, Yehuda says, "Sit, tzad, call me many." It's all my fault. Well, my fault when he talked about Tamara, and he's the fourth son, and Reuben is the first son. Reuben did tshuva in the rest of his life about having the idea of throwing Yosef into a pit and not allowing him to be thrown in the pit, not taking him back to the father. L'dichach Shema Hashem called Yehuda Shlo Gilgal. Hashem made. Heard the voice of Yehuda, his bones were not rolling around Ba'aron during the Midbar. His bones didn't roll around, which means the meat was still on. It was not bones like Yosef. Yosef's bones rolled around because he called himself Atzmos. Take my Atzmos out of here, which means he called himself bones. So during the 40 years, they heard the dry bones rolling around in the Aron that they carried it from Mitzrayim, you know. But Yehuda didn't have that because Shom Hashem called Yehuda. Shigoram Yehuda Reuven Leos Moda Al Khatov, like he did. Dicho Shom Hashem called Yehuda. Shlo Gilgal Ba'aron Atzmos Ba'aron. That's one teretz. There is another teretz. The other teretz is like this. Completely different teretz. The teretz is that Yehuda, Moshe was mispal to take away the cherem of Yehuda that he put upon himself. Shecherem Shalokach al Atzma took upon himself Liyakov when he says Lahoshib bin Yom to return to Yomin live, otherwise I sin to you all the days, even though he did bring him back live, but you shouldn't make a cherem like that. You have to have another bez that equal or greater to Mavatl the cherem. Moshe was greater than him and was Mavatl the Nidoy in the cherem on himself. Therefore, Shema Hashem called Yehuda. God heard the voice of Yehuda that Moshe was mispal to take away the cherem that Yehuda put upon himself, the Nidoy, the Shvuah. Oh, that's the reason why he says Yehuda double. But all the other ones have a reason why they're double. God has to be double because he's weak. But what do you mean he's weak? God could do Yigadeno. He can, a troop of army troops in from him, and he tears them, when he meets his enemy, he tears off their arms. Doesn't cut them off. He tears them off. Even his skull he rips out. Means with the reason that because they were kafel, because their names were doubled, they got this gevurah. And Don Nochesh Ali Derech, Shvifan Ali Orach. Oh, so there's a machlokas, which one of the five were they? Was it Yehuda God, Naphtali, Don, Zvulun, or Asher, or was it Reuben, Shimon, Levi, Sokka, Ben Yom, and which one was it? He wanted to get the ones that looked the most Nebuch, the most weak. Were they the ones who names were doubled because they need the chizuk because they were weak, or were the ones that names were not doubled? They didn't need the chizuk because they were where they were strong. Yomer Faro, Lechol, Mama, what do you do for a living? Now comes, we said all that already. Now we get to the meeting, the great meeting of Yaakov and Pharaoh. Vayova Yosef is Yaakov Avi Vayimidehu stood him up lefnei Pharaoh. Vayivarach Yaakov is Pharaoh and Yaakov blessed Pharaoh. Means, how do you do, sir? Now it's Shalom Aleichem, whatever. Because at the end he also blesses him when he goes away. This is a general meeting, like Rashi says, a salute. Like people salute each other. How do you do, sir? Vayivarach Yaakov. He shalas Shalom. Good morning. How do you do, sir? Shalom Aleichem. Before you, anyone who comes to a king or a president, you say, good morning, sir. Nice to meet you. I'm honored to be here. The parakim, you come once in a while. Saludir, blez. Salute. Griesen in Yiddish. He greases him. He addresses him. How you do, sir? Now comes the famous statement. V'yomer paro Yaakov. Kamo yimei shnei chayecha? How many are the days of the years of your life? How many are the days of the years of your life? Oh, what do you mean? What kind of question is this? Should say, Kamo Shnei Chayecho. How old are you? What do you mean, the days of your life? The Yom Yaakov, the days, or Shnei, of the years of Megurai, my wandering is 130 years. Means I've been on this planet 130 years. Ma'at, they're very few. We're roaming, very bad. These had a very few years that were good. Most of them were bad. Ma'at, very few good years. We're roaming. Most of my life, was the days of my life. They have not reached as not to the days of the years of my father, when they traveled this earth. Now, how do you know how long you're going to live? How would you say they didn't reach to the age of my parents? Maybe you're going to live more than your parents. It doesn't mean that, Rabbi Yisai. We're talking about a certain prat, not 130 years. In my 130 years, I had only a very few days that were good. The rest was miserable, he says. Garachi Shnei Megurai, the years of my wandering, Grusi, the traveling, Kol Yamai, Ayisi Gerbars, I was my whole life I was traveling, a runaway from Esav and from love, and now my whole life I'm nothing but a fugitive. Lo Hisigu Batova, they didn't reach the good years of my parents and grandparents. Here is how you learn this, Rabbi Yisai. First of all, he said to him, how old are you anyhow? He looked, he thought he was Avram Avinu. Kamu yimei shnei chayecho. How many days of the life, tell me the good days did you have in your life? Shechashva shohoyo hu Avraham. He thought he was Avraham. How old are you anyhow, says the Medrash Rabbah. Wow. Now, he was 130, but Avram had died already, before, 115 years before. Which means 115 and 130 is 245. He looked like 245 years old. Yaakov could have been, it looked to him like 245. And Yaakov answered two questions. He asked him two questions. How old are you? And what kind of life did you have? Now, is this how you add? Is this how you address an old man? First of all, you ask him, how old are you, sir? That's an insult. You don't ask that of an honorable old man. How do you feel, sir? Nice to be that you're in my country. I hope you enjoy it here. You don't ask an insulting question like that. How old are you? At first he said, hello, Pharaoh, how you do? Shalom Aleichem. Pharaoh says, how old are you? That's an insult. You know why Pharaoh asked that? Because it says in Midrashim, Yaakov, the way he looked at Pharaoh with an unhappy look, he prompted that question. You're not allowed to show anybody any misery that you had in your life. Keep it to yourself. Don't wear your miseries on your sleeve. Keep it to yourself. Your face is public property. Don't show anybody what kind of a miserable life you had. For this, Yaakov was punished. 33 years were taken off his life. He was supposed to live 180. He lived 147. That's 33 years less. Well, why 33? Because it says there were 33 words over here. Really? Look, it's only 25 words. Yomer Yaakov El Paro. Yimei, Shnei, Megurai, Shloshim, Amat, Shona, Ma'at, Veroim, Hoyu, Yimei, Shnei, Chai, Vado, Hitigu, Es Yimei, Shnei, Chai, Avosai, Yimei, Megurai, fit 25 words. Where do you get 33? Pharaoh's question was 8 words. 25 and 8 is 33. Yaakov's sour face made Pharaoh ask that question. Mayomer, Paro, 2 words. El, Yaakov, 4. Kama, Yimei, Shnei, 6. Shnei, Chayeko, 8. With the 25 and 33, the Mali Musa says your face is public property. Don't show anything on it. Ooh, 33 words means 25 and 8. This is unbelievable. Look at the Mefarshim. Oh, why do you look so miserable? How old are you? He thought he was Avram. You look like 245 years because your dog Avram died at 115 years ago. I'll tell you, sir. Answered. Here, you asked two questions. How come I look so old? And number two, how old am I? I'll tell you the first question. I'm 130. But why I look so horrible? I'll tell you why. You should have asked me, Kamo Shunei Chayecho. If you're insulting already to ask me how old am I, ask me how old am I. What do you mean? You may. Ooh, if I was saying, did you have any good days in your miserable life? Kamo Jumei. Did you have any good days in the years of your life? Yom Yaakov Afar Yimei, good days of Shneich Megurai, Shloshim Ashana, they were, of the 130 years, was only Ma'at, a few. The Roymen, there were very few good days. Hoyo Yimei Shneich Ayai. Now let's take a look at that. Let's take a look at this, exactly how this works. How many good years did you have? Comes out that he had, he had 10% good years and 90% bad years. Let's take a look. 63, first 63 years were no good until he left home because the Esav was harassing him constantly. 20 years, no good with Lavan. That's 83. On the trip going back, his daughter was raped, and this, and the attack, they attacked him, the Goyim attacked him, 2 years. 63 and 20 and 2. Then the 10 years when he was home from the age of 7 to 17, the fathers favored him, and the boys hated him. So miserable years were 63 and 20, 83 and 2, 85 and 10 is 95. And 22 years when Yosef was gone. That's 117 years out of 130 years. 90% were bad. The 10% was good. So, you hear that? I had 10% of my life was good. 90% was bad. How do you do that? Because 117 years of 130 is 90%. How do you have 117 years? 63 is no good with a rush of a brother, till he left his brother. And 20 years no good for loving because he's cheated him for 20 years, even when he was working for himself the last 6 years. And 2 years no good on the trip home because Dina was raped and a bunch of other things. And then 10 years no good at home because from Yosef was 7, 7 to 17, they made his life miserable. When Yaakov was 120 to 130, they made his life miserable. And 22 years without Yosef, so you add up 63 and 20 and 2 and 10 and 22. It's 117 years out of 130, 90% were bad, 10% were good. Now, maybe you could think the other way around. You really had 67% good and 33% bad. How was that? First 63 years at home, what's wrong with that? He was sitting and learning. Shonos Tovos. Then yeshiva 14 years, what's wrong with that? And then when he came home, 10 years when Yaakov was 107 to 117, 100, when he came home, he was 99 to 109. Yosef was 7 to 17. They were good years. 63 and 14 and 10 is 87. 87 out of 130, 67% good. I mean, the rest was bad. Oh, Rabbi Yisai, no. The good years is only when you can sit and learn Torah undisturbed. The 14 years in yeshiva, that was my best years. That's what's called good years, learning Torah without any distraction. I had so much distraction. Avram and Yitzchak had more good years, days out of the total years of their life. They weren't tortured like I was. Oh, that's what he means. Oh, now we understand. Now let's take a look at the pasuk. Mayomi Yaakov Afar Yimei, the good days of Shnei Megurai of the 130 years was Ma'at, very few. Veroyim, and very few. Veroyim Ho Yimei Shnei Chai, most of my life was miserable. Below Isigu as Yimei Shnei Chai Abosai, Bimei Megurim. Vayivorech Yaakov is Pharaoh, and then he blessed Pharaoh. He ate him with Pharaoh, and he went out of Pharaoh. We're up to Shvi'i. What did he tell him? Bracha Mamish, that the Nile should rise again for you because of me, because I came here, and not because of Avodah Zorah. To show you it has nothing to do with Avodah Zorah. This is Kiddush Hashem. Bracha the Pharaoh, he blessed Pharaoh. Also, plus, he blessed Pharaoh, Shemona Yosef Lamelech, that he made, appointed Yosef for a king. He said that the Nile should come up to your feet because I came to this country to show them it has nothing to do with Avodah Zorah. It has to do with Hashem is following my request to bless you. Of course, when the Nile came up, there was no more hunger because only 2 years of hunger in the 5 years that disappeared. So because Yaakov came to Mitzrayim, they knew that he was a holy man, and therefore at the end of Yaakov's life, he knew that they would want to deify him, make him Avodah Zorah. He says, get me out of here. That's why didn't we be buried in Mitzrayim. But Yosef, they deified. He saved the country from hunger, so they put him sunk him into the Nile River in a watertight coffin because they worshipped the Nile, and they loved Yosef. And, of course, the night of Yitzhak Mitzrayim, Moshe took the Atzmus Yosef with him, not the Aron. That was a big, heavy cast iron or something with water. It was hermetically sealed. Took him in a little wooden Aron, and he took him out that night of Yitzhak Mitzrayim. So he was in there for who knows how long, for 100 years or so. Now let me tell you something. Let's talk about that. So it says here, in the next word of Shvi'i, they left Ramses. They dwelled in Ramses. Well, Ramses happens to be Gematria 430. When they left Mitzrayim 188 years later, they left from Ramses. Ramses is a code, how many years they were in Mitzrayim? 430. Really? They were in Mitzrayim 430 years? You know it was only 210. In fact, it was only 188. How did you get 430? When the Bris Ben Habsorim and Avram was 70, 30 years before Yitzchak was born, Hashem told him ready, they're going to torture them. Yaakov, Avram was already in a state of tsar. That's called Mitzrayim. Third, it was already depression, tsar, inui, atzvus. So the 430 years has been before Yitzchak was born, from 70 to 100, that was minus 30 years. Now we're down to 400. Then Yitzchak lived 180 years, subtract 180 years from 400, 220. 210, and Yaakov went down, Yosef, then they were 220, and then Yosef went down to Mitzrayim for 10 years before he was a king. That brings us to 210. No, he was home from the age of 7 to 17, to 10 years. That deducts from 220 at 210. Then when he sent him out to Emek Chevron, Chevron's on a mountain, what he called Emek, Emek is Gematria 210. So Yosef started off to 210. Then he was in jail for 12 years, and then he was a king for 7 and 9 before the brothers came down. That's 22 years. 210 minus 22 is 188 years. And now out of the 188 years, Rabbi Sai, Yosef was a king for 80 years, 40 years under Pharaoh, 40 years by himself. But he was a king 10 years before the brothers came. So therefore, 70 years after they came, you subtract from the 188, 70 years. What was left? 118. The Avdus, the first was Gerus for 70 years. Yosef was the brother, was the king. Then start Avdus. You know, it was three stages, Gerus, Avdus, Inui. Avdus, after Misas, Levi, who lived the longest, was 32 years. They were in a state of avdus. They were, after while Yosef was there, they were gerim. They were in a country that didn't belong to them, but they were treated fine. But then, after Yosef died, they were a little bit mistreated, like avodim. They pushed around a little bit. That was during the, till Levi died. That's 32 years. Levi died after Yosef. They were 118 minus 32 is 86. Then, at the birth of Miriam, Mar, bitter, started the bitter 86 years. That's why when she got out of Mitzrayim, she was 86. And when she died 40 years later, she was 126. And she died first, and Aaron at 123, and Moshe at 120. So Inui, Miletus Miriam, Miriam Mar, 86 years. You see it's Mitzrayim, but it was year 2448. Then we're down to zero. 188 years minus 70. Yosef's rule while the boys... How long were the Shvatim there besides Yosef? 188 years, 70 years under Yosef. That was Gerus. And then started 32 years of Avdus till Levi died. You're slaves. Yeah, get to work, but no one was beaten and killed. Then after that started when the birth of Miriam, Inui, when they were killed, tortured, murdered, their little babies were killed, the fire had a blaze in his blood. That was 86 years. That's why we pick up the coast on Seder night. Coast is 86. We pick it up four times to eliminate 366 years from the 430. All was left was the last coast, 86. That's why we have a fifth coast, the coast of Elyon Novi. We're going to thank them that we only in Mitzrayim, only tortured for 86 years. This is a real Diskin's word. All right, so when you get out of Mitzrayim, it was the year 2448. And by the way, we are finished this year. And Yaakov lost 33 years, and with the 147, it would have been 180. Instead of 180, he took off 33. He lived only 147. All right, boys, have a good Shabbos. Remember, Sunday is a Tanis. Sarda B'Teves. Good Shabbos.